This is the Evotel Podcast.
Welcome to another Evotel Podcast. I'm John Carricker, joined by Bradley Becker here, who's going to tell us everything about how apparently fiber can alleviate poverty through access to information. Bradley Becker is Evotel's head of brand. Bradley, good chatting to you again. Thanks for joining us.
How's it, John? Yeah, it's been a while.
We've spoken about this a few times on this podcast about how fiber helps people be better educated. The access to information is so important these days. What's the latest on that?
I think, again, speaking into how the entire world has kind of changed and evolved, with hybrid working and working from home and the reliance on having connectivity, and stable connectivity opens so many more opportunities. You know, there's jobs that you can apply for that you wouldn't have been able to apply for because they're on the other side of the world, you know. So, having this connectivity at your fingertips just takes some of that pressure and stress off of you about, you know, what's next? What can I do with my life? How do I pivot and do something for myself? You know, all of these things are reliant on your connectivity to be able to communicate with suppliers and people and colleagues and industry experts and research and stuff like that. And that goes even for school, you know, being able to access this information. We're getting to a point where you don't necessarily need to go to university, etc., to upskill yourself.
Right.
There's all this information at your fingertips. You just need the tools to be able to access it.
I give a silly example. I needed to change the light bulb in my car, which normally I would go and buy a light bulb. I'd take it to a shop and they would charge me however many hundreds of rand to be able to do that. A couple of YouTube videos, and it was difficult, but I managed to do it myself, which is great. It made me feel good inside, but it also, okay, I might be taking some money away from somebody, but I saved money myself,
no,
which I can then spend in the community.
Exactly. And again, you know, we want people to start viewing connectivity as a utility, and it is a requirement to, well, not a requirement, it's a necessity to be able to live a less stressful life, where you're not having to worry about how do I access information and how do I make my life easier? And sometimes watching a YouTube video on how to do something makes your overall life easier in the long term, and saves you money at the same time. But I think people don't really do it to save money. People want to be self-efficient and be able to do things themselves. You know, you don't always have the luxury of fixing something, you know, if it's a Sunday evening. They might not be able to have someone to come help you, and being able to access the internet to research something or to watch a YouTube video while you're fixing something is a necessity nowadays.
I was just thinking, if I was entrepreneurial, then I could watch enough YouTube videos. Eventually, I can become a car light bulb changer in my community and charge people to be able to do that.
No, 100%. And again, that has a ripple effect, you know, into communities, because now you're creating opportunity for entrepreneurship, for jobs and skill development and things that people didn't maybe think that they would develop a skill in. There's always opportunity, and connectivity just allows you to unlock those opportunities a little bit easier and stress a little bit, I don't know what the right word is, less stress.
Less stress.
Yeah.
It's always a good thing. I want to talk about getting the information to the people. We've got great cell phone signals in the cities. We're in Johannesburg at the moment, 4G outside. But if you go half an hour out, suddenly you're struggling to pick up cell phone signals if it's at best. There are fiber network operators, Evotel, out there. But you guys have made a point of going out to the rural areas, to smaller towns. Why is that?
They've been neglected for quite some time. There have been connectivity solutions there, but again, not stable and reliable connectivity in order for them to actually make a difference in their life. And I think that's where fiber comes in. Yes, it's connectivity. It's the latest form of connectivity, and it's the best form of connectivity. But it's just made people's lives easier. So, you know, going to these secondary cities where they don't have the luxury of all this information at their fingertips, accessing that world now is possible. And what we're seeing is, you know, these communities are now starting to thrive and grow amongst themselves. And there's new opportunities popping up everywhere. And we actually get people reaching out to us saying, I've started a business. I'd love for you guys to get involved. And I actually started this business because I'm now able to run my business from home. You know, it was things that they possibly couldn't have done 5 years ago because they needed a stable connectivity. So they needed to go work from an office or, you know, a corporate place where there's none of those issues. Now people are actually able to start their own little thing from home. And in these secondary cities, you know, most of the time, that's what keeps, you know, the lights on and food on the table for some people. So being able to create that opportunity where they can create a life where they can sustain themselves by just having the necessary tools is what the objective is.
Yeah, it reminds me, and it's a little bit of a history lesson here. In England, where they built the railway lines, people were based in London, and then they built the railway lines, and then people realized, well, I could go live, I don't have to live in London, I can go live half an hour, an hour away on the train, and new cities sprung up along the railway line. We're finding the same thing with your fiber. That now suddenly you don't have to live in Johannesburg anymore. You can go live out in Krugersdorp and have your offices out there. There's no reason for you to have to be in Sandton anymore. So you're spreading it out, and that helps the community in that area.
Right? No, definitely. I mean, you know, businesses start popping up, and that creates jobs, and that creates opportunity, and communities are happier because there's wealth. And there's money being invested back into the community by community members. And I know it seems strange that you think internet would actually make this difference, but it does. It unlocks opportunities, like I said, that people never first saw. And again, you know, most of the big entrepreneurs that are actually starting to pop up are from these secondary cities, from these lower, affluent areas. That's where the next entrepreneur or the next big superstar.
Because the big boys are in the city already.
No, exactly. They already established.
You need to get the young guys, the different brains out there. Right?
Exactly. Right. And that's the beauty of it. It's now we're starting to, you know, just bring different cultures and ways of life together in the form of just connectivity. I think that's the most exciting part, is that something that seems so small can make such a big impact by just actually bringing communities together through a digital space.
Yeah, you forget that the original idea of the internet was people to be able to talk to each other. And now if I'm in the middle of nowhere and I've got a fiber connection, I can have a Zoom call with Elon Musk or an Elon Musk type person, and they don't care where I am. I don't care where you are, but we're having that conversation and learning something.
Yeah, and we're transferring skills, you know. You know, people in, for example, Valcom, you know, there's a specific skill set that they have that us people in Johannesburg don't have, and vice versa. So, you know, imagine being able to connect to people around South Africa and around the world where you're able to develop certain skills, again, that you would have never developed if you didn't have that connectivity. So, yeah, there's skills being transferred within communities. There's ideas. There's, you know, if we create this culture within South Africa of upliftment, and uplifting communities together, we'll live in a beautiful South Africa, and we've got a lot of opportunity. And again, it just starts with access to information.
I want to bring up another example about how telecommuting is a thing now. So I recently went on holiday. Normally I would give up my job and not get paid, because, you know, when you do podcast hosting, if you don't host, you don't get paid.
Yeah.
So I was lucky enough to be able to go on holiday, but the place I went had a fiber connection, so I could carry on doing my job and get paid. So it's not just the people there. Obviously, I might be able to spend more time at the hotel now. Instead of just one day, I can spend 2 or 3 days. So that's great for the community, but also great for me as well.
No, definitely. And again, it's a stressless life. Yes. A little stressless life. I don't know if that's a word, but
stressless life.
We're
going to trademark it.
There we go. Stressless life. Just because it's one less thing for you to worry about. You know, we're worrying about load shedding, and worrying about fuel costs and groceries, you know, being able to not stress about your internet connectivity and knowing that wherever you travel around the world, you're able to still be connected to your peers, your family, friends, etc.
Without having to worry about, can you buy data? Exactly. And is there going to be a signal there? You know, fiber Wi-Fi, let's make it work.
I'm sorted. I can still function. I can still make money. I can still connect with people that I need to connect. And I can still continue elevating myself in terms of skills, no matter where I am.
So the bottom line is investing in fiber, which is what you do, is investing in the country.
100%. And again, that's why we've encouraged, and I think the industry is going that way. It's being viewed as a utility because, yeah, like we are bettering South Africa. And it sounds so like weird saying that connectivity is changing South Africa, but it's not. It's just allowing communities to connect that were never connected in the past. So definitely any F&O like us that's, you know, investing in a fiber network rollout is 100% investing back into the better of South Africa as well as the communities, because, you know, connectivity is just the first layer. There's so much that is going to come, you know, AI, you know, smart cities, smart metering, all of these things do not happen if there's no connectivity. So, yeah, like definitely giving back and contributing back to South Africa, because we know that there's a need for it. Like we need to catch up.
We have the government talking about the fourth industrial revolution, but a lot of that is always connected to the internet. These little gadgets that are always connected to the internet. If there's no internet for them to connect to, there's no point. So you are creating these bubbles of internet around the country where now things can be connected, and that's just going to change the world.
No, definitely. And I think that's why, you know, the municipalities even, you know, they're able to then start managing their communities that they represent as a municipality a lot better, because they have access to all the information they need to be able to manage communities effectively. You know, things like smart metering. Imagine not having to send a single person out ever again to go check whether a meter is working like it should. You know, you should be able to pick that up from back office. You should be able to see that on the back of a screen. And again, connectivity is what creates that opportunity. So I think over time, as we see the connectivity industry mature, I think the next thing will start popping up, which is how do we now take that connectivity and turn it into a smart city? And the municipalities will definitely benefit from that, which again, you know, South Africa benefits from it. Cheaper rates and taxes possibly, because now we can manage things more effectively, which means costs come down. So there's definitely a positive domino effect. But it starts with connectivity, and that's the beauty of it.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.co.za.